This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Well, Professor Ed was correct. Upon further review, the cow does not have voting rights. In India, it is considered
Did you go watch the replay?
It is considered a, an exalted creature.
Yeah,
but no, can't vote.
You sounded like the refs on the football game under further review.
Oh yeah. Upon further review,
the call on the field is confirmed.
Is confirmed.
It is a holy cow. You had to be listening during the last segment,
right,
folks, for that to make any sense at all.
Right, to get that joke. Okay, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We've got 24 minutes left of what we call
Learning University.
Right here on American Family Radio. Check us out on our Today's Issues Learning University Facebook page. Just actually go to Today's Issues, click on the live Facebook feed, and you can watch the show there if that is something you want to take advantage of. Go ahead, Ed, and repeat your questions.
All right. I have three NFL questions remaining. Playoffs start this weekend. What NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles? How many NFL teams are named after horses? And where did the Baltimore Ravens get their name? And I'm talking about Ravens. So that's what I have remaining.
Walker.
All right. Two questions remaining. Who was the first U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states? Lastly, what's the largest city in India? The largest city in the country of India.
That's where we started asking about cows.
That's
right. Where that came
Holy
from.
Holy cows.
Holy cow. My question, I got two, one new one. Here's the one that still hasn't been answered from the last hour. Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust?
At my house, it's gold. I have gold all over in my yard. You just stick a shovel in, gold pops up.
Yeah, and that's why you're here. That's why you're here in the 20-degree weather instead of on some island in the Caribbean. Right. Second question, a new one. What, not to get morbid here, but what natural phenomenon kills more people than any other? What natural phenomenon kills more people than any other? That's my second trivia question. And we go back to the phones.
Well, and I have been complaining a little bit about the cold weather, but we're going to Wisconsin for this listener, and so I'm ashamed to be complaining about cold. Zach is from Wisconsin, and he's calling into this here show. Zach, how cold is it where you're at?
We're at 2 degrees right now.
2 degrees?
Wow.
You have any wind chill to add to that?
Yeah, they said about 16 below.
Wow.
Yeah. Zach, where are you listening? Which American Family Radio station are you listening to?
Are you listening? 88.5.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't know where that's out of, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Zach, you have a question for us. You want to answer one or both?
Answer one.
Okay, which one?
The consecutive titles.
I knew he was going to be a football guy because he's in Wisconsin.
Right,
so.
Right.
All right, what NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles, Zach?
Is it Green Bay?
It is not Green Bay.
It's not?
It's not Green Bay.
So it's not Pittsburgh.
And it's not Green
Bay.
It's
not Green Bay. Those are two of the most,
this is not how many who's won the most division titles. This is most consecutive.
Consecutive.
So,
okay.
Okay.
Good guess, though, Zach. And Zach, by the way, being called a cheesehead, is that a compliment or is that an insult?
Oh, it's definitely a compliment.
That's what I thought. It's
yeah.
a compliment. Yeah,
sure.
Cheesehead.
And I like cheese.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you call me a moron, I'm probably insulted.
A cheesehead.
Depending on what I've just said.
Right.
But cheesehead, like cheese. I always like the Packers.
Mm-hmm. All right, Zach, did you have one for us?
No.
Okay. Hey, Zach, you take care, my friend. Appreciate you calling today.
Thank you.
88.5, he said he's listening to.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. I'm trying to think. I don't
I'll
know
find
what,
out.
What station that is. You're listening to American Family Radio. Next up, Ed.
All right, we go to North Carolina. Scotty is on the line. Scotty, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for asking, Scotty. I'm very grateful that you considered us there.
It's cold here, too.
What is it there today in North Carolina?
We're at about 27 right now.
Yeah.
And Zach from Wisconsin's just shaking his head at you, Scotty.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Zach, but I mean, if Zach but he doesn't have any empathy for us Southerners in this situation. But I'm telling you, when it gets under 25 and it stays that way for a week, I develop a bad attitude. You know, and I'm tired of this.
That's just like people in Mississippi. If Zach complains about how hot it is this summer, we're not going to have any sympathy for him, are we?
No. I don't know who to complain to.
Yeah.
But I'd like to register at one.
About this cold snap.
Maybe the Weather Channel. Maybe I'll call them and, you know, give them the what for.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Scotty, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which question you want to try to answer?
About the Baltimore Ravens.
All right. Where did the Baltimore Ravens get their name, Scotty?
From the Edgar Allan Poe poem, The Raven.
That is correct, because Edgar Allan Poe died and is buried in Baltimore. The name Ravens beat out the other two top contenders, Baltimore Americans and Baltimore Marauders. So Baltimore Ravens got it. Excellent job, Scotty. Good job. The Marauders. Could have been. You have a question for us?
Yes, I do. We'll stick with football. How many cross laces are on an NFL football?
How many cross laces are on an NFL football? So it's different from, say, college or high school ball?
No, I think they're the same, but I do know on the NFL, official NFL football, how many there are.
All right. Now, when you say how many, you're talking about how many times they cross or how many laces?
No, it's how many times they cross. There's laces that actually run through underneath the cross laces, but I'm talking about the ones that the quarterback, you know, puts his fingers between.
You're going to have at least 7 or 8, between probably 7 and 12 or 15.
Well, you're not really – you're going to shrink it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You play football, right?
Yeah.
And you played football a lot more recently than your dad or I.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with whatever he says. What do you think, Tim? All right, you got to come up with a number.
I'm
going to
go with 9.
All right, they
cross 9 times.
How about that, Scotty?
You were close. You actually said the correct answer one time. It's 8.
Eight.
Oh man,
you're close enough. Close.
And there's actually no rule in the NFL that says it has to have 8, but that's the way it's always been.
Okay, 8 crossed laces for the NFL. All right. Well, Scotty
Since we're on Learning University, y'all were correct about the Green Acres being a spinoff from Petticoat Junction. Petticoat Junction was a spinoff of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Really? A spinoff of a spinoff? I didn't know that. I don't remember that.
The double spinoff.
Yeah.
And when the Beverly Hillbillies went back home to see the cousins and all, they arrived on Petticoat Junction, and then it ended up being its own show.
And the setting for the wasn't it Arkansas, Scotty?
I do not know. It was Hootersville.
It seemed like to me I don't know why I think the Beverly Hillbillies were from Arkansas, they came from Arkansas too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they were from the Ozarks,
right?
I think.
Okay,
I don't know. I'm just.
Well, somebody's gonna correct answer this online.
Yeah. So the Beverly Hillbillies spun off Petticoat Junction, and the Petticoat Junction spun off Green Acres,
and then then Arnold the Pig spun off Happy Days.
Yeah, and some ham
and some ham and bacon.
Yeah.
All right, we got it. All right, that's some good trivia there, Scotty. Thank you.
Can you really enjoy it? Thank you, Scotty. See ya. All right, can you really enjoy? Bacon from a pig you've named. I've never had to deal with that conflict of heart. but maybe
I couldn't. I don't know. It depends if you raise pigs and you happen to name one.
Yeah.
You know, then I probably. But if it's a pet, my kids would sooner.
Not like a pork belly.
Throw me off a bridge.
A pot belly pig.
Oh, you couldn't.
I know, but people have pot belly pigs.
They do.
Pets.
Farmers sometimes name their cattle.
A pot belly pig. Those are things. They get in your lap and.
Yeah,
you know,
I've never had one, but I know that some people have them as pets.
You couldn't eat that. Besides, wouldn't be much meat.
No, well, you know, I'm just talking about your average pig out there and running around out there.
Something I do know is the gentleman from Wisconsin was listening to
Dubuque, Iowa.
88.5.
Okay. All right.
Reaches into Wisconsin there.
Gotcha. All right. Who's next, Ed?
All right. Thank you for asking, Tim. We go to Alabama, and Brian is on the line. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Brian?
I can do both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
All right. The president.
All right. Who was the first U.S. president born outside of the original 13 states?
Was that Abraham Lincoln?
Let's see here, and that is correct.
Whoa!
Well
got
done.
It. Good job, Brian.
Brian, do you know where he was born? Because I actually don't know the answer to that.
I really don't. Okay. I ran over some stuff in my ministry school.
You talking about Abraham? Abraham Lincoln.
He was born in India, wasn't he?
Illinois.
No. He was
Kentucky.
JJ was here in Kentucky. He was born in a log cabin in Kentucky. This is how it's always been known. Then he grew up in Illinois.
Yeah.
Now his but JJ says there's some debate now.
Well, because we had a caller about 2-3 months ago,
right?
Who said I think it was at Tennessee. They said there was some. There was some town that has a monument said that he was born in Tennessee. So
you know, we've lost our way. We've lost our way in this country when we start just claiming things without any evidence.
Let's name it and claim it right there.
You know what I'm saying? Just start.
This says Hodgenville, Kentucky.
Okay,
where he was born. Yeah, that's the traditional American story there.
Yeah. Great job, Brian.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, and so
I think he has to ask us a question.
Yeah, you have a question for us, Brian?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a football question.
All right.
All right. Out of all the linebackers at Alabama, who holds the record for the most tackles to this day?
Hold on, let's talk amongst
ourselves. We'll talk amongst ourselves, Brian. Don't say yes or no.
As a Mississippi State fan, I've seen a lot of tackles by Alabama over my 54 years. Hold on, Brian. Don't say anything. Now, you say tackles or
no? Linebacker. What linebacker tackle. Holds right most tackles?
Are you saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brian. May I ask you a question? Are you talking about tackles or sacks?
Tackles. The most tackles.
Okay, Alabama linebacker. Tackle.
Wait,
okay.
Did he say Alabama?
Okay, listen. There's two guys that come to mind. One is Cornelius Bennett, and the other one is Derek Thomas. They were probably the two great.
He played for the Chiefs.
But they may have left early.
Did Brian say Alabama linebacker?
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did. Brian said Alabama linebacker.
And both of those.
Or Barry Krause. Barry Krause was another great one. From the 70s.
Okay. I have no idea.
Anyway, I'm just throwing out names, Brian. I don't know. Who was it? Could have been. Hold on. D.D. Lewis played for State, and they both played for the Cowboys. What was the name of that other guy that played for Alabama? Anyway, go ahead, Brian. I'm not sure.
Okay. That was a pretty good guess, but his name is Wayne Davis. He's a pastor in Gordo, Alabama.
Is that right?
He had 327 tackles. He's a close personal friend of mine.
Okay.
Yes, he's 300 and wore number 58 the same year Cornelius Bennett played, but he, you know, Cornelius got all the hype.
Well,
but
you know,
Wayne left.
They ran away from Cornelius towards your friend.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So he benefited from that.
Did he play in the NFL?
Yes, he did. He played for the Cardinals. He went to the 49ers, the Raiders camp, and then that was back during the when they were protesting, and he went to Miami and played for some team in Miami, that professional league, like, I don't forget what kind of league it was.
Oh, the USFL?
Like, yeah, 86, 87, yeah. 88, on those years.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good, excellent question. Some good trivia there. Should I continue?
I think you should.
Yeah. All right. We'll go to Oklahoma next. Don is on the line. Don, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll give both a shot.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
I'm going to try the division winners.
All right. What NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles?
Those first two answers were real good. I'm thinking my favorite quarterback, Joe Montana, back in the 80s, they did really good. I'm going to go with the Niners.
No, these are all great teams that have been mentioned. That is not correct, though.
So it's not the Steelers, not the Packers, not the 49ers.
Right. That is correct.
No kidding.
Deep, deep football trivia right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, well, good guess. Don, do you want to ask us a question?
Sure. I got a couple in mind. You guys want to go with sports out of the Olympics, or you want to go with Disneyland?
Give us Olympics. It's Winter Olympics are coming up. We'll try that.
I think this is the Summer Olympics, though. But in the modern pentathlon, which sports are performed in the modern pentathlon?
Pentathlon, you said?
Yeah, so it'll be five.
Yes, sir.
All right, Don. Long distance running.
All right, we're gonna talk amongst ourselves, Don. So don't say yes or no.
I do not know. I'm guessing.
Yeah,
I'll just tell you.
So is it okay? Isn't it like running, swimming,
running,
and
swimming?
Didn't you ride a bike or something for a while?
Yeah, I'd go with bike.
It's three.
What about the sport where you're in the boat?
Rowing.
Or is that not?
I think they swim.
Yeah.
Maybe they get in a boat.
We don't know.
Yeah, we got those three. I don't know. Are we on the right track there?
I think hot dog eating.
Yeah, you're pretty close on them.
All right, tell us. Give us the answer, Don.
Okay, shooting, fencing, which you guys missed completely, horseback riding.
Okay.
Swimming, and cross-country running.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, man, shooting and
that's the modern pentathlon. I know in decades past it was all pretty much track and field. Mm-hmm.
So that's all done back to back to back, right? You go from one to the other.
I don't really know.
Okay,
just think there's somebody
think
out
there
right
there's
now.
There's a rest period between them. I mean, you're thinking cross country running, that's got to be a few miles, and then swimming, that's got to take a lot out of you.
Talk about multi-talented.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there training for that right now.
That's right.
For 2 years from now, in Seoul, south of Seoul, in Korea.
Yeah.
Or for south the Korea. Summer Olympics. All right, Don. Thanks, my friend. Let's real quickly repeat our questions.
All right, this one seems to have had some great answers, but no correct ones yet. What NFL team has won the most consecutive division titles? How many NFL teams are named after horses? That's the two questions I have remaining.
One question remaining for me, what's the largest city in India? What's the largest city in India?
Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? Which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust? And what natural phenomenon kills more people than any other? What natural phenomenon kills more people than any other? All right, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas once again. Will is on the line. Will, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
Howdy. Will, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I got time to answer.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I think I'm going to go with the earth science question from Tim.
Okay, which is the most abundant metal in the Earth's crust?
I'm going to say aluminum.
Aluminum.
Wow, good aluminum. Job, right. Will. I had no idea.
How did you know that, Will?
Well, I'm a geology major from the University of Georgia.
Okay.
Well, so you had better get that one correct. That's
right.
There's a lot of money that my parents owe this.
So, So yeah. The most important question is Georgia going to win, though, Will?
Well, I was going to say for my fellow there in Alabama, Brian, I'd ask prayers for him for Monday because the mighty Silver Bridges of Athens, Georgia, are going to run over Alabama.
Whoa,
wow, that's a bold prediction there.
Well, he's Will's bringing it. Will's bringing it to the Bama fans.
Like the Bulldogs will on Monday.
Okay, see there? He's full of confidence right there. Now, you are going to call us back, Will, next week. It's the Silver Bridge. Okay, I got you. Hey, you know, aluminum is 8% of the Earth's weight.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why they want to recycle. You don't want to recycle.
I think copper is next.
Copper?
I had a question.
Aluminum is 8% of the Earth's weight, making it the third most abundant element on Earth behind silicon and oxygen.
Oxygen, yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Will, excuse me.
I'm good now.
Okay, thank you, brother. Hey, good luck to the Georgia Bulldogs. All right, we'll be watching that game.
Is that this upcoming Monday night?
Yeah, it's a national championship game on Monday. We got time for maybe one more.
All right, we go back to North Carolina. And welcome to Trivia Friday. We are up against the clock, so whatever you're going to do, you must do quickly. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let me just ask that because the question I was going to answer was about aluminum. And yeah, okay. I just want to mention aluminum at one time was more valuable than gold. So,
wow.
Just want to mention this. Yes. Okay. What's the difference between heavy and light water?
Heavy and light water.
Isn't it a limestone? Anne?
No.
Why are y'all laughing at me?
Limestone. What about limestone?
Well, I mean,
like, how much is in it?
Well, maybe it's called hard water and soft water. You know, you travel different parts of the country.
You're thinking hard and soft water. You're right.
That does have something to do with limestone.
No, this is heavy and light water. And I'll give you a hint. It does not have to do with ice.
Heavy and light water. Okay. Well, how about I'm going to throw out a guess. How about the amount of salt in it? I'm thinking about seawater.
Nope.
No? Well, then I got nothing.
No.
Ann's enjoying this. Way too much.
Well, you took my question for aluminum, so this is payback.
Okay. Ann, I think you got us.
Okay.
Bitterness doesn't do
anything. Okay.
For your soul.
The difference is in heavy water, you have an extra neutron in the nucleus, so it's what we call an isotope. And that might seem like it's trivia, but it's actually a difference in different kinds of reactors. Like there are heavy water reactors and light water reactors.
But let me tell you something. When you're thirsty, it doesn't matter.
All water has some of the heavy water in it.
Okay. So, we're going to have to, that's an excellent question. We're going to have to let you go because we got to give the answers to our questions that we have remaining. But excellent trivia question. Thank you, Ann.
The hard soft, though, I think that does have something.
Is that limestone?
I think
I thought it was another joke, Tim. How are we supposed to know? Okay, so we give out our answers?
Yeah, I think we need to.
Okay, you guys, any idea what NFL team has the most consecutive division titles? Now, you had on a piece of paper the Rams. They used to own the record until the New England Patriots beat it. They won 9 consecutive division titles. Wow. How many NFL teams are named after horses? 2, the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts.
What's the largest city in India? That would be Bombay. Many guessed Mumbai, but it's Bombay.
What's the, I think they changed the name of that since that card was written, Walker.
The name of Bombay?
The town. Okay. Yeah, a city. You can look that up. What natural phenomenon kills more people than any other? That would be lightning.
Lightning, wow.
Lightning kills, yes. All right, folks, we thank you for listening to American Family Radio today. You have a wonderful weekend, and we shall see you back here on Monday. Take care.